What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Sean, coming back to you again on another beautiful Monday. It's a Monday for Shiny Sean. Yeah, I know I can't sing. It's okay. We're not going to talk about it. But what's good, y'all, man? Hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. And, you know, it is getting close to Christmas. So, you know, hope everyone is getting all their gifts in order. Hopefully everyone is done with Christmas shopping. If not, hurry up because, you know, time is running out. You only got like, what, 5 days to make it happen. But hope everyone is almost done with their Christmas shopping. Definitely, we must talk about it. But before we talk about it, just want to let you know that the next episode is the last episode for Shiny Sean Monday Season 4. The season finale of Season 4 of Shiny Sean Monday. Came a long way. I feel like this was a good season. I felt like it was well needed. Hopefully, you feel the same. And we'll talk more information about Season 5. For the next episode, we'll talk more about Season 5, what it will be about, and, you know, hopefully y'all, you know, get excited for it, because Season 5 is not going to be until next year, I'm thinking about, so, we'll have more update to you for next episode, but what I really want to talk about for the Hot Topics is Spider-Man, No Way Home. Yes, y'all. I'm not about to spoil it, all right? Because everybody like, wait a minute, what you about to say? I'm not about to spoil it. But that's the best Spider-Man I have ever seen. The best Spider-Man that I have ever seen. It was great. It was so action-packed. It was emotional. Like, you know, boy got teary-eyed in a couple scenes. I'm not going to hold you. It was funny. It was just all around a great movie. It brought the inner childhood in me. I was just so excited. Tom Holland is my best Spider-Man now. Like, hands down. For me, you know, seeing, you know, all the, you know, Spider-Man before him, you know, Toby, Andrew, you know, Tom. He's my Spider-Man. That's my guy. Everyone did good. Jamie Foxx did great. Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. We saw Jamie Foxx. They made his character a lot better, and I loved it. Loved it for him. So Jamie Foxx did an amazing job. They gave him a way better Electro. But yeah, I love the movie. If y'all haven't seen it, I don't know what you're doing now. Pause this, go see the movie, then come back to this. But definitely go see that movie. Definitely recommend it. But all right, y'all, we about to commence into the main topic. So the topic for today is feedback. So, Sean, what is the definition of feedback? Well, let me tell you. It is the information about reaction to a product, a person's performance of a task, etc., which is used as a bias for improvement. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a feedback. Now, we don't like feedback. I noticed that. We think feedback and feedback and criticism, it kind of goes hand in hand. So I'm going to, you know, say both here and there. We don't like being critiqued in, you know, our craft and, you know, what we love doing. We don't like that. We think it's negative. And the definition, I tell you, there's nothing negative about it. But we see it as a negative. Why? Why do we think it as a negative? Why do we think it's as... Why are you trying to tell me to do this and this and this? Like, get away. I know what I'm doing. No. We tend to put our emotions into when we hear, you know, feedback because we kind of guard ourselves up for it instead of just, you know, being, you know, open-minded, you know, being clear, you know, just clear-minded, open-minded, you know, receiving the feedback. I think another huge problem is that our, who do we see the feedback from? And so with that, is it's really important about who do you receive that feedback from? Because like the feedback that you receive, you're not really feeling it because that's not the right person you're supposed to receive that from, you know. And it goes to the friends, you know, it goes to the choose wisely. It's funny. We go back to season two when I talk about friends. How many of us have friends? You know, you show me your friends. You show me your five friends and I'm going to show you your future. And in friends and family, for feedback, that's who we receive it from the most. It's people that, you know, we are close to, or the people that, you know, we believe, like, well, you can't change family. Family is family. But at least friends, like, you, who we believe is our friends, right? And so with that, you know, if you don't receive good feedback from them, you don't want to hear nobody. You don't at all. So we need to choose our friends wisely. We just need to choose our inner circle, because that's where you should really listen to your feedback. It's really your inner circle. And of course, if you have someone you admire, look up to, your mentors, definitely them too. But really, your inner circle is where you're going to listen to their thoughts and opinions on your craft. You want to hear from them. You want to, like, hey, how did I do? Hey, what can I do better? Hey, what do you think about this? You want to hear from them because they're your friends. You know, because, you know, hey, that's my family member. Whoever is in your inner circle, right? Whether it's friends in there, family members in there, mentor, loved ones, whatever is in your inner circle. Because they are supposed to do 3 points. They're supposed to support you. They're supposed to stretch you. And they're supposed to strengthen you, right? And so supportive, they're supposed to be your, you know, your best supporter in everything you do. You know, that's what friends and people that are in your inner circle are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to support you in everything you do. They're supposed to stretch you. And what I mean by stretch is stretching you to reach your goals, stretching you to become more, stretching you to become better, stretching you to become successful, to go get it. Not shorting you, right? Not shrinking you. And strengthening you. With your inner circle, is iron sharpens iron. I'm making you better and you making me better. We're going back and forth, clashing back and forth, because we're making each other better. And once when you find those type of people, that's where, you know, you're going to receive, you know, feedback from them. Now, with, you know, episode 3, you have a choice to make, right? You know, you have your inner circle. You want to hear from them, obviously, because they're in your inner circle. So you want to hear their feedback on what you're doing, your craft, on, you know, everything that you do, that the things that you love to do, right? So you have a choice to make whether you want to accept that feedback and adjust your craft or not, right? That choice is yours to make. But since we have the inner circle, since we choose our inner circle wisely, and once when we have that good inner circle, the people that we would want to hear the feedback from, then we break down feedback into 3 sections, right? So feedback, it's real. Feedback, it's relax/rethink. Feedback, it's resolve. So real, your friends, your close inner circle, friends, family, mentor, whoever's in your inner circle, they need to be real. And that's where we choose our inner circle wisely. They need to be real, 100%. They need to be raw truth, not sugarcoating. Because if your inner circle, if people are sugarcoating you, then they shouldn't be there in the long run. They're shrinking you. They're not stretching you to where you need to be. They're not supporting you on how they're supposed to support you. They're not strengthening you how you need to be strengthened. They cannot sugarcoat. So when feedback, is supposed to be real. It's supposed to be the raw truth. No, there's zero sugarcoating about feedback. Now, since we know that we are receiving, you know, this feedback, you know, from our inner circle or from anybody else, we really want to be open-minded. You know, take your emotions out. Because if someone's giving you feedback, they're not really trying to dog. They're not coming at you in a negative way. They'll be like, hey, you know, I see this. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try that. Or, hey, I like that. Maybe can you explain that a little bit more? Hey, I like what you did. Tell me, what was that? You know, hey, let me hear this so I can give you the right feedback that you should hear. And so really relax, right? Take the emotions out. Have a clear mind. Have an open mind. Listen. Actually, God gave you two ears and one mouth. Actually, listen. Listen to what they have to say. Comprehend. Try to, you know, understand what they're trying to say to you. The feedback. Try to comprehend the feedback. And with relax comes with rethink. You know, once when you receive that feedback, you're going to rethink about, okay, you know, they gave me this feedback. All right, so let me rethink on what did I do, okay? And so how can I, you know, try to hear their opinion or their advice that they're trying to give me, and how can I create, you know, my content? How can I make my content better? How can I make my product better? How can I do what I love? How can I excel, or how can I move on to the next level? And so with the last point, it's resolve. You know, you're going back to the drawing board. You're going to make things better. You're going to fix, or you're going to, one, before even resolve, it's kind of like you have a semi point, because that what I said earlier is you have a decision to make, right? So you either you're going to accept that feedback, or you're not going to accept that feedback after the relax and the rethink. And then you're going to resolve. You know, you're going to want to make your content better and better. You're going to want to make your craft better. So, you know, you're going to resolve. You're going to go back to the drawing board on what do I need to do to move on to the next level. That's pretty much it. You know, I can give you an example. You know, my testimony with this show, with this podcast, the history of Shawnee Shawn Monday. I started the show on Snapchat. A show on Snapchat. It happened 2015, y'all. Because, you know, 2015/2016, Snapchat was at its peak. Snapchat was hot. So, you know, at my high school, like, people was doing shows on Snapchat. So, I was inspired by my friends to do it. So I did a show on Snapchat, and so did it for consecutive years from, you know, sophomore year to junior year to senior year of high school, and then to, you know, freshman year of high school. And so, you know, it was just on Snapchat. Now, freshman year, it was on Snapchat and Instagram Live because I wanted to, you know, make the show kind of spread out on different platforms. But to, like, help me be better at the show. So where, because, you know, on Snapchat, you can just do one take. You know, one take. Not one take. With Snapchat, you can take multiple takes. If you didn't like what you said, you can delete that video and create another one. Where Instagram Live, it's one take. So, like, I had to make sure I say everything I say in just one take, you know? So, but anyways, long story short, I received feedback from my coach, right? I received feedback from my coach, like, hey, like, Coach Ward, shout out Coach Ward if he ever listened to this episode. If not, I'll just send it to him. But shout out Coach Ward. Coach Ward, he gave me feedback. He like, hey, man, I love the show. When are we going to take it to the next level? I'm like, what are you talking about, Coach? He's like, oh, no, you know, it's cool. You know, it's on Snapchat, but take it to the next level. Actually make this a podcast. Make it a show. Do what you got to do. And I took that feedback and I was like, you know what, Coach? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this officially a podcast. So officially made it a podcast my sophomore year of college. I had a couple episodes on season one, had a couple episodes out. Felt great, right? I was chilling with my Uncle Mark. Shout out Uncle Mark, by the way. It was my cousin's birthday. We was at his birthday party. And so my Uncle Mark's friend, Brandon. Brandon, shout you out, man. Shout out Brandon. I told him I had a podcast. He's like, oh, word from me? For real, where's it at? Spotify? Whoa, that's huge, bro. Let me listen to it. Let me just check it out real quick. I was like, all right, cool. So he listened to the first episode and he stopped me. I was like, bro, what is this? I'm like, what? He's like, this is not a podcast. And like, my heart, like, I'm getting guarded up. I'm like, dang, like, I know, like, you know, I want to hear your feedback, but you attacking me, dog. And so that's what's going on in my mind. He's like, dude, this is not a podcast. This is 2 minutes long, man. 2 minutes long. This is a hello, good morning, good afternoon. Here's what's happening. Good night. 2 minutes. And so I had a decision to make. Did I want it to accept that feedback or decline it? No, I accepted it because, you know, doing my research, that's not really the average time for a podcast. You know, and so I get it, you know, from Snapchat to creating a podcast is a huge difference. So it's like, okay, all right, we need to make the show longer. We need to make it longer. So I made it longer. I've received more feedback saying, hey, Sean, I love you made it longer. I loved it, but it sounds dull. Like you start off great, but it sounds dull at the end. And so I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm trying my best on to make this show the best that it can be. So what can I do? So I go to my grandfather. Shout out to Mr. Ruel Barksdale. G-Paul, I love you, man. And so I was like, G-Paul, you know, can you listen to this episode? Tell me what you think. And he's literally telling what everyone else is telling me. Hey, I love it. You have a great start, but it's dull. I'm like, G-Paul, what can I do? He said, break it down into 3 sections, Sean. Do the 3 P's, do the 3 R's. And literally, that's what we do now. It's real, relax, resolve. And so it helps me stay on track and it helps me stay focused. So feedback is not, it's not a negative thing, y'all. It's not. When we receive feedback, feedback is help us move and do better. Help us, you know, critique our craft and to make it better. And without those feedbacks, if I didn't hear any of those feedbacks, Shiny Sean would not have been a podcast. Shiny Sean Mondays would probably have died out because I probably would have got tired for doing it consecutive years on Snapchat. It would have been like, I'm done. No, we need to involve this. And now we involve this to a podcast. Am I happy on where I am with the podcast? Nah, not really. But I'm going to keep on hearing people's feedback. And what can I do to make the show better? And I love y'all guys, people who are listening. I appreciate you for listening. And I appreciate you for giving me your feedback on the show. And what can I do better? Or what would you like to see for the next season? I appreciate you. I appreciate the audience on my social media platforms. Like y'all, the feedback that y'all give me is helping, you know, create the show better. Because this show is not for me. This show is for y'all. And I think that's another thing. Why people really don't like to receive feedback because they're not thinking of the mindset of for others. It's about me. It's about me. It's about what I got to do to be great. What I got to do to succeed for the next level. It's not about you, bro. It's not about you, sweetheart. It's about others. It's about you creating the craft for others. You doing what you love for others because it's going to help others. Be compassionate about what you do. I'm not saying don't be passionate. Yes, you should be passionate, but you also have to be compassionate in everything you do. And so once when you are compassionate, you're gonna love to hear people's feedbacks because it's how can I do this to make it better? And so with everyone who listens to my podcast, to everyone and people who listening now, send me your feedback. Tell me what you think about this episode. You know, hit me up on social media. Hit me up on, you know, if you have my phone number, hit me up on my phone number. Text me saying, hey, Sean, I like this. I like this. Or, hey, I didn't like this. And tell me why you didn't like it so I can do better for y'all. Because Shiny Sean Monday is for y'all, man. I love that I continued the show. I love because, you know, it makes me happy. But it makes me happy because I love seeing y'all happy. I love hearing y'all feedback. It motivates me to keep on going. Without y'all, I would have stopped Shawnee Shawn Monday a long time ago. For real. That's just the truth, y'all. But that's it, y'all. I love feedback. I just love it. You know, feedback helps me move and do better. You know, especially the feedback from my inner circle. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm open-minded. I'll hear feedback from other people because, you know, I'm just open-minded. Now, you know, it's a decision to make on should I, you know, accept their feedback or not. But, you know, that's it. Feedback is real. Feedback is relax/rethink. And feedback is resolve. But in order to receive the right feedback, you need to have the right inner circle just for you. But that is it, y'all. You already know what time it is. We about to commence into the call-in section. So, callers, man, where y'all at? And then we have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
What's up, y'all? Name's King from Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir. My boy King, man. The truth. So, welcome to the show. Definitely, we talked about feedback. And so the question is, how do you deal with feedback?
Well, feedback with me, really, I always get constructive feedback from everybody, whether it be a friend, a stranger, family, and I just take it as it is. Either it's going to be something that could change my life drastically, or something that can just open up opportunities for me in the future. So I really don't take feedback as a bad thing. I take it as a good thing.
So that's good insight, man. Everybody, take notes on King, bro. He doing it out here, bro. He just doing it, bro. But, hey, man, appreciate you for being on the show. And since this is your first time being on the show, and since you're the first caller, you're a lucky caller for today. So tell the people, you know, where to follow you at and your brand for it.
So y'all can get me on Snapchat, G_SOUL30. I make music. Follow me on SoundCloud, KingSoul17.
Yes, sir.
And there's gonna be new stuff coming in the semester.
Yes, sir. I know. I'm excited. Looking forward to it, man. But nah, thank you for calling in, bro.
No problem at all, bro. You know I got you.
And then we have our second caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hello, my name is Raven. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Word, gang. What's good with you? What's good with you? Welcome on the show. The question for today, we was talking about feedback. So the question is, how do you deal with feedback?
Me personally, if it's coming from somebody I feel like I trust and I feel like it's somebody that can give me good advice on something, I definitely pay attention to what it is they're saying and try to see how I can work in my life and adapt to it. And definitely take it in because I feel like constructive criticism is important.
Period, as you should. But great answer, great response. Just want to say thank you for calling in on the show. And since you're the second caller, I want to do the first two callers. You are the lucky caller of the day. So, you know, about 30 seconds. Talk about where they can follow you at and your music.
Okay, yes. Everybody can follow me on our platforms at Ray McKale, RayMakale. And I also am an artist. I rap and I write poetry. So all of that, all the information about that is going to be on all my social media platforms.
Bet. Well, thank you for being on the show. Definitely call again.
Of course.
All right, y'all. That is it for the call-in section. That is it for the show. Happy holidays, man. Enjoy your Christmas. And we will see you next Monday. Next Monday will be the last episode for season 4 as we transition to the new year. I love each and every one of y'all. Again, happy holidays, and we'll see you next Monday. Shawnee Shawn out. Peace.